Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Lamed Ches. Gemara brings a member of Marbar Ravashi. Tuvsha de Tamri, what bracha do you make on date honey? Mavarchin Uluyah Shahakal Niabadvara, the correct bracha is Shahakal. My Taima asks the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason is Zeya Ba'almahu. It's moisture, it's not the fruit itself, as Rashi explains, She'einu Pri Levarichala Bayer Pri Eitz. It's not the actual fruit, it's moisture that comes out of the fruit. And the Gemara continues, and wants to be tailored this din in the Machlekes Tanoim in Trumas Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis. Somebody who drank different types of Truma drinks, B'shegeg, Dvash Tmarim, Yain Tapuchim, other Meperos, does a person have to pay a Karen V'chaymish? Because we know if you consume Truma B'shegeg, you have to pay a Karen V'chaymish. So what's the halacha if you consume these drinks B'shegeg? Do you pay a Karen V'chaymish or not? Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayiv, and Abi Yeshua says that you potter. Why? Because it's Zeya Ba'almahu. And Rashi explains, there's no shame truma on this Zeya Ba'alma. And the only fruits that are meant for their mashke, for their drinks, are Zeysim Ba'anovim, wine, and oil, and everything else is Zeya Ba'alma, like Marbar Rashi says in our Gemara. So the Rishonim, the Rash and Trumas, the Ramban and Chulin, the Rash Behir, all ask that the Gemara in Chulin brings that Rabbi Yeshua, this Rabbi Yeshua, learns his din from a pasuk. So why does the Gemara here say that it's a svara ba'alma? Is it a pasuk or is it a svara? So the Ramban and the Rashba both answer that only after I have the drasha from the pasuk, the drasha teaches me that the mashkim that come out of other fruits, not zesim and not anovim, are not like the fruits themselves, rather they are Zeya Ba'alma. So we need the drasha to teach us that the mashkim that come out of the fruits are not chashuv, and they're not considered the fruits themselves. And the Gemara explains that the reason is because Mei Peres are Zeya Ba'alma, and therefore the bracha is Shahakal. Reb Shach, in Avi Ezri, in Machalas Asuris, Perek Yur, Halacha Chav Beis, wants to answer this question differently. He says there are always two considerations to consider when we're discussing Mei Peres, whether for a bracha, whether to figure out whether it has an Isser or not. Is it Arla? Is it Truma? He says the first thing you have to consider is, when you drink the Meperis, is it considered like you're eating the fruit itself? And the second thing is, besides for taking into consideration whether it's the fruit itself, should I ask for the Mashke because of the Din Yotze? Gemara B'chayres, Taf, Hayim and Beis, Hayotze Min Aser Aser. So Reb Shach says that the Sugi in Chulin that's discussing whether a person is Chayiv when he drinks Mei Peres, there the discussion is it considered like he's eating the Guf HaPri? And there Rabbi Yeshua says, he learns that from Gzera Shava, that Mashkim are not considered Guf HaPri. However, the Sugya and Psachim, and our Sugya, which both say that the reason why Mei Peres are not considered the fruit itself, rather it's considered Zeya Ba'alma, there the discussion is not whether the Mashke has a Teiras Pri on it. There the discussion is it considered a Yaitzeh? And there, the Gemara says, and our Gemara says, Mar Bar Avashi, that the reason why you're going to make a shahakal on Mei Peres is because it's Zeya Ba'alma. Since it's Zeya Ba'alma, it cannot have a din of Yotze Min HaPri. Yotze Min HaPri has to be something that has a Toras Mashke to it. But if this is Zeya Ba'alma, it can't even have a Toras Yotze to be Yotze Min HaPri. And the chiddush of this Reb Shach is that even after I have a svara, which I don't need a pasuk for, not like the Rishonim that say that the svara comes from the pasuk. The svara is a standalone svara that tells me that it's not considered yotze min hapri. Even after I have the svara, I still need a pasuk to tell me that it's not the guf haperi. It's not considered like I'm eating the guf haperi, which is a very interesting phenomenon because I already told you that it's Zeya Ba'alma. So Reb Shach says it's possible that even after I consider the fruit juice itself Zeya Ba'alma, consider a moisture, when I'm coming to discuss whether when a person eats that they have a hana. And I want to know, when a person eats this Mei Peres, are they eating Arla, are they eating Truma? It's possible that even if it's considered Zeya Ba'alma, B'negeya, let's say a bracha, but it's still possible that it's having Hana. I'm having Hana from the Guf HaPeri, and if I wouldn't have a pasuk that tells me that it's not Guf HaPeri, I would still consider it something which is going to be Aser to eat, because I'm eating it Derech Hana Asai and Derech Achil Asai. Have a wonderful day.